Monday night's forum hosted four of the six candidates running for Arkansas's 4th U.S. Congressional District.
Please, humbly, I would ask that you consider the name of Beth Ann Rankin as one that stood up and faced a giant, and we'll do that again on Capitol Hill.
I believe that leaders don't follow polls. Leaders change polls. My name is Tom Cotton, and I humbly ask for your vote on the May 22nd Republican primary.
I'm glad that we mentioned that it is an open primary, because a lot of people out there, when I introduce myself and I say, "Hi, I'm John Cower, please vote for me," they think that they're registered Democrats. But anybody can cross the line that you're in this primary on May 22nd.
I'm a conservative Democrat, a true conservative, and I would appreciate your vote May the 22nd. Thank you very much.
That last voice you heard was the only Democrat present at the forum. His name is D.C. Morrison. The forum was organized by the Miller County Patriots. Not attending the debate were Democrats Q. Byram Hurst and State Senator Gene Jeffries, who organizers of the forum say were invited but had scheduling conflicts. Topics at the two-hour forum range from gun control to government spending cuts. Candidates were asked which government agencies they would slash to help balance the budget. Morrison's solution, with the exception of the Department of Defense, was to cut certain amounts from each government agency across the board.
But my solution would be across the board, cut it by about 10%, every federal agency, and then an additional 2% every year after that, until the American people say, "Wait, we need that." And when the American people say, "Wait, we need that," to their elected representatives, then you turn it back on a little bit.
Cotton had a lengthy list of government agencies that could be reduced in size, also excluding the DOD. That list did, however, include reorganizing the Commerce Department.
It does have legitimate constitutional purposes, like the Census Bureau, which could be spun off or put into another bureau. Housing and urban development has been, more or less a failure ever since it was created. It's only generated more poverty in the population that it's trying to help. The Department of Energy under Barack Obama has expanded far beyond what was ever intended, which is basic research and nuclear security, which is a critical responsibility, but getting into a venture capital system where it's trying to fund green energy programs and so forth. The EPA needs to be radically defunded.
Citing worries that in the year 2013, the country may hit the $17 trillion mark on its debt, Cowart would like to see several agencies cut as well.
And there are a number of federal agencies that need to be eliminated. Things that has been suggested already, if they were gone tomorrow, nobody's going to go, "Hey, where's the EPA?" We certainly aren't going to be walking around asking ourselves that question. So there are things that need to be cut. But inside agencies that have a legitimate purpose, such as the State Department, we drastically need to cut their budget, primarily so that they can't give our money away. Money that we borrow at a high interest rate from China can't give it away to other countries.
Meanwhile, Rankin argues the federal government needs to learn to live within its means.
The three specific agencies that I would not hurt my feelings to do away with, Department of Energy, I think we could eliminate it, and tomorrow we have more energy in this country. I think the EPA, of course, is choking the life out of the free market system and every entrepreneur in this country. And the Department of Education, I say I made it all the way to the fourth grade without the Department of Education, and I still learned how to read, write, add, subtract, multiply, and divide, and we can do it again today.
Monday night's political forum was held at Texas A&M Texarkana and lasted about 2 hours, with an estimated attendance of 50 people. In Texarkana, I'm Sabrina McCormick.